And this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the September 2023 issue of Scout Life. We're going to begin on page 8. Four Sport Champ Scout Life Headliners. Second Class Scout wins at Nationals. Siddhant Swaminathan, age 12, hometown Fremont, California. Scout rank, second class scout, Troop 199, Fremont. He made headline for winning the under-13 silver medal at the 2022 USA Pentathlon Multisport National Championships. The scoop? Youth pentathlon involves four sports, fencing, swimming, running, and laser pistol shooting. Competitors over age 17 also compete in horse riding. Science champs. Eagle Scouts are finalists. Ryan Lee and Vivian Wu, ages 19 and 18, hometown, Palo Alto, California. Eagles Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troops 57 and 4057, Palo Alto. They both made headlines as finalists in the 2023 Regeneron Science Talent Search, the nation's oldest science and math competition. The scoop? Ryan's project studied the effects of damaged mitochondria, a cell's energy source, on structural plasticity. His research could help treat diseases like Alzheimer's in the future. Vivian's project investigated how formic acid, used by beekeepers to kill Varroa mites, affects honeybees. She found that using during nectar flow could negatively affect honey production and the long-term health of honeybee colonies. More Scout Life headliners. Isaac Bowers, age 15, hometown, Dallastown, Pennsylvania. Scout rank, Star Scout, Troop 28, Dallastown. He made headlines as a delegate to the Congress of Future Medical Leaders, an honors-only program for students interested in medical and technology fields. Isaac's nomination was signed by Dr. Mario Capecchi, a winner of the 2007 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. An engineering student at York County School of Technology, Isaac was selected based on academic achievement, leadership, and determination to serve humanity. Ava Smith, age 11, hometown, Fort Worth, Texas. Scout rank, Scout Troop 86, Bedford, Texas. She made headlines for being selected to participate in a 2023 National Youth Leadership Forum, Pathways to STEM. The summer program involves hands-on activities and competitions in science, technology, engineering, and math. Ava was nominated for her scholastic merit and leadership qualities. And finally, we have Nanoa Tindall, age 13, hometown Honolulu, Hawaii. His scout rank, Star Scout, Troop 33, Honolulu. He made headlines by raising more than $19,000 for a Make-A-Wish Hawaii, which grants wishes to children with critical illnesses. Now, Nanoa sold lemonade and recruited three corporate sponsors, as well as 18 schools and organizations, to write letters to Santa last holiday season, for which Macy's donated $2 per letter. Previously, Nanoa donated his lemonade stand profits to Toys for Tots and Shriners Hospital for Children. Good job, Nanoa. Kick it up a notch. Pages 10 and 11. Scouting is an adventure. How much adventure you have is up to you. Whether you just joined or have been in the program for years, and depending on your age and proper preparation, you can launch a model rocket, scuba dive in the ocean, explore a cave, and even ride in a tethered hot air balloon. Scouting can also open doors to new hobbies or a future career. With so much you can do, Here's how to take advantage of it all. Get outdoors. The Great Outdoors offers awesome activities. Everything from fly fishing to horseback riding treks to cross-country skiing and so much more. Get ideas from your handbook or Scout Life articles about what other units are doing. Book a camp out at your local council camp, which is already set up for outdoor fun. Lead. You can be a leader at any age. As a Cub Scout, you can do this by serving as a denner or assistant denner, by following your den leader's instructions and using the Cub Scout sign. In older Scout programs, you can take on positions of responsibility, which can involve organizing gear, keeping meeting minutes, or leading the entire unit. Whether you're with your unit or with others, living the Scout oath and law makes you stand out among your peers. Explore. Adventures happen everywhere. You can travel across the country to backpack in a national park or go to a local museum. Search for rewards in a geocaching hunt or go to a baseball game. And maybe camp on the field. Get creative when you plan your outings. They could end up in a future Scout Life issue. Let us know what adventures you have planned at go.scoutlife.org/contact, and we might cover it. Earn. You love badges. We love badges. Everybody loves badges. And the BSA offers tons of them, along with certificates and medals. Some awards challenge you to try new things, like stand-up paddleboarding, whitewater rafting, or hiking 50 miles. Others push you to improve your community, explore your faith, help other Scouts, and more. Go for it. Crossover. Cub Scouts can look forward to a lot more camping and bigger adventures in Scouts BSA and older youth programs. Scouts BSA members, venturers, and Sea Scouts can try advanced, challenging activities and extended treks, like those at the one of the BSA's National High Adventure Bases. The Exploring Program connects you with people who can guide you to future careers. And did you know you can be a member of multiple older Scout programs at the same time? To see what each program has to offer and find a unit near you, visit scouting.org. Be safe. Before any scouting, make sure that there's qualified adult supervision. You have the proper equipment, and everyone has the fitness and skills for the activity. If these requirements aren't met, it isn't safe. And it isn't safe, don't do it. You can always try again later. What if you have a cool idea for an outing, but you don't know how to do it safely? Talk to your adult leaders and check out the BSA's Guide to Safe Scouting. That guide, along with online safety moments on scouting.org, shows how everyone can have fun safely. Sell. Fundraising helps you to raise money to go on amazing adventures. While you're expected to earn your own way, money-earning projects aren't even an option for paying for additional activities. Don't look at raising money as a chore. It's a way to help you participate in more fun activities. Fundraising also helps you build sales skills that can serve you later in life. Participate in your council-sponsored fundraisers and do unit money-earning projects approved by your council or chartered organization. Talk to your adult leaders about the BSA's rules for any unit fundraising projects. Share. Scouting is designed to help you succeed in life. Learn. Learn outdoor skills are a big deal in scouting, but there's such much more. You can find out about our nation's history, how to protect our natural resources, and how to potentially save someone's life. Knowing what to do in certain situations empowers you to make better decisions. You know, it's important to be prepared and share. Scouting is designed to help you succeed in life. Keep a healthy balance by spending time with your friends, playing sports, learning a new musical instrument, and working hard in school. You can make time for scouting and other interests. Your friends can too. Invite them to join scouting, and together, you all can have a blast. So some nice pictures for selling, car wash, campfires, so many things to do in scouting. Pitch perfect. Whether you pick a tent or tarp, these shelters will guard you from the elements. Tent or tarp. Tents and tarps both have advantages. How do you want to sleep, the environment, and how you want to use it can all factor in your decision. Tarps are lighter than tents. Most are more versatile, and a tarp can easily adjust to its surroundings, says Charlie Renahan with outdoor gear company Mountain Hardware. Most tarps have multiple attachment points, and they extend over a wider area than a tent, giving you and your friends more space to hang out and sleep. There's more open air between you and the outdoors, which can be a pro or con. Depending on what you're comfortable with, tarps really let you feel one with nature. If the weather looks good, a tarp might be a perfect choice. But when it comes to tarps, they're not all created equal. Camping tarps are mostly made from nylon or polyester with special coatings that keep out wind and weather, Renahan says. A camping tarp will also be a lot quieter than a blue tarp or other hardware store tarps if it's windy. It'll dry faster and pack better, too. Opt for a tent if you want to seal yourself from wild wind and weather. Stay warmer and steer clear of creepy crawlies. Backpackers should look at lightweight, packable tents. Don't get the smallest tent. Choose one with space for you and your friends in case it rains. A tent with two doors and vestibules, which are covered areas by the doors, lets you store your packs on one side and use the others to get in and out. A tent with one door and vestibule is likely lighter. The tarps. Hang the 12 by 12 Mountain Smith Mountain Shade Tarp from the trees or support it with your trek poles, and you've got a durable waterproof shelter. It comes in a long, narrow carrying bag that's easy to strap on the outside of a backpack. While it doesn't have as many tie-down points as some other tarps, it had enough to get the job done. It comes with stakes, 1 pound, 14 ounces. At 9.7 ounces, the Casimir Gear Twin Tarp is one of the lightest tarps you can buy. It's so small that it could pack into an insulated mug. Roughly 10 by 10 feet when opened, the high-tenacity nylon twin tarp has bug net loops at each end and two sidewall wide-out points on each side. These options give this tarp tent-like qualities. It's thin, tough, and big enough to sleep, too. It's also small enough that even if you pack a tent, you might want to bring it along as a protected hangout space. Roughly 10 by 12 and a half feet when it's set up, the Alps Ultralight Tarp Shelter packs to about the size of a Nalgene bottle. The tarp has a catenary cut, which means its edges are curved. That makes it aerodynamic in the wind and cuts down on noise since the edges tend to flap less. The cut also helps keep the tarp light. The tents. A solid backcountry tent, Eureka's Summa 2 tent, has one door, one vestibule, and plenty of space inside to sleep too. A gear loft and three inside pockets help you stay reorganized. The color-matched tent body and rainy make it easy to set up this tent quickly. Because it has a single vestibule, you'll be entering and exiting where you're storing your pack. If you are backpacking with it, it's light enough that it won't cramp your style. If you choose to sleep alone, a one tent is a cozy option. In cool temperatures, there's less space to warm up, yet most have plenty of space for your gear. The Kelty Discovery Trail tent has two poles and is quick to set up. The three-season tent has ultra-fine no-see-um mesh inside with a rain fly outside. Spacious and easy to set up, Mountain Hardware's Meridian 2P tent is a backcountry palace. With two doors, double vestibules, and five interior pockets, the symmetrical tent has a rain fly that rolls back and clips half open so you can view the stars while keeping the bugs out. It's easy to cover the tent fully if the weather changes. It comes with a ground cloth to protect the bathtub bottom from wear and tear. Because it's symmetrical, you can sleep head to toe, and the fly can go on either way, 5 pounds. What a cool concept, pages 18 and 19. When a car manufacturers want to try out ideas, their designers and engineers get to work on concept cars. They could create groundbreaking driving technology or craft wild body designs, or they could fine-tune a driver's experience by adjusting interior lighting or seat style. Working on concepts helps direct the future of the auto industry. The first concept car, the Buick Y-Job, designed in 1938, showcased features such as pop-up windows, some of which would become standard in cars years later. Manufacturers keep unveiling new treasures, and while you probably won't see these exact cars on the road one day, you might see many of their concept features. BMW iVision D. Meet the iVision D. D stands for Digital Emotional Experience. BMW's electric concept features empathetic technology, meaning the car can talk to you and show emotions, like winking with its headlights. The driver's side window greets you with the projective avatar image of yourself. The front windshield is also your control dash, displaying navigation data as well as social media messages and virtual world projections. The front windshield technology should go into production by 2025. The car's exterior color can be customized with the touch of a button. Want racing stripes, a checkerboard design, or for your rims to match the rest of the car? The 240 panels covering the car can be individually controlled to change color through electrodes that display as many as 32 different colors within seconds. Auto Active Space. The Active Sphere. Auto Active Sphere. The Active Sphere is Audi's latest study in improving the driving experience by designing from the inside out. Previously, the company has created convertible, sedan, and minivan concepts in its Sphere series. Now it's come up with an electric crossover sport utility vehicle. Panoramic windows in the roof under the windshield and at the bottom of the doors let you take in more of the views. That back windshield slides up and transforms the rear into a truck bed, giving you more room to haul gear or bicycles. Put on a pair of augmented reality glasses with virtual controls and maps appear in front of your inside car. The steering wheel can fold up into the dash so you can sit back and stream a movie where the Autosphere drives you to your next outdoor adventure. Buick Wildcat EV. This concept car took 4 years to build. The result highlights elements that will be in production vehicles starting this year. Like the company's new logo, an ultra-wide infotainment display, and a new front grille design, the electric Wildcat also hints at Buick's goal to make all its vehicles electric by the end of the decade. You can easily get in and out thanks to the roof lifting 15 degrees when the doors open. Inside, the futuristic seats and console appear to float. The Wildcat also uses the artificial intelligence and biometrics to help the driver. If you're getting stressed in traffic, the vehicle could detect your heat rate rising, release calming aromatic scents, and activate the massaging seats to calm you down. Nissan Chill Out. Chill Out is one of a few concepts that Nissan revealed in its efforts to offer a smoother and safer drive in its future electric vehicles. The position of the all-solid electric battery of the vehicle's chassis, along with improved powertrain and traction control, provides better overall control and responsiveness. The concepts, which also include a convertible truck and SUV, tease at what could be coming soon as the company invests more in its electric lineup. With a chill-out crossover, the simple large dash lets you sit back, relax, and watch a movie. The interior lighting surrounds the seats, creating a futuristic atmosphere. Scouting around pages 20 and 21. What's in a name? When you join a Scout BSA troop or Cub Scout pack, you are assigned to a patrol or den. The patrol method helps you make friends, develop leadership and teamwork skills, and share in the success of your group. To build camaraderie, especially in a Scouts BSA troop, you will come up with a patrol name, yell, and flag. How do you come up with something good? You can get creative with a fun name like the Radioactive Guinea Pigs or the Wizard Lizards, or come up with something that describes you and your fellow Scouts. If you love all love nature, name your patrol after an animal or a plant. Love to cook? Name yourself after your favorite food. The choice is yours. If you need help, look through patrol patches at the Scout shop. Make a patrol flag to carry at troop meetings and on campouts. It can be a simple piece of canvas that you draw on, or you can sew a unique design that matches the patrol emblem you wear on your uniform. Patrols have yells, too. If your patrol is named for an animal, you can use that animal's sound or come up with a yell that's just as creative as the wacky name you chose. Have fun and be proud of your patrol. Share a patrol, a photo of your awesome creative patrol or den flag with us at go.scoutlife.org/patrolling. Feel back facts. Watch your step. You come across a stream. There isn't a bridge. Yet the trail continues on the other side. How do you get across? Crossing a body of water presents some hazards. You can slip on a wet rock, fall into a deep spot, or even get swept downstream by fast-moving water. So before you just wade in, consider several factors. First, look for where the water is calm, even if it's the widest part of the stream. Check downstream. If you were to fall, is there a chance you could be swept into the rocks, rapids, or even a waterfall? So if so, look for another spot. If there are stepping stones, study the route. Expect the stones to be slippery when you step on them, so plant your feet squarely in the center of each one. Grab a walking stick to help you maintain your balance. If there is a falling log, consider scooting across it to stay balanced. If you decide to wade into the water, keep your shoes on to get better traction and protect your feet from sharp rocks. Before crossing any body of water, unbuckle your backpack, waistband, and loosen the shoulder straps. That way, if you fall into the water, you can easily remove the backpacks so it doesn't weigh you down. Scouts help honor Vietnam veterans. Good deeds. Some memorials in Washington, D.C. serve as somber reminders of the price soldiers paid for our freedom. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial features a long granite wall bearing more than 58,000 names of the Americans who died in that war. After visiting this memorial in 1982, one war veteran wanted to build a replica. Thus began the Moving Wall, a half-sized creation of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and that is taken to cities across the country every year. Last Veterans Day, the 252-foot wall was set up in Somerville, Massachusetts, and Troop 3 and PAC 3, both based in that city, helped with the opening ceremony. The Scouts opened the ceremony by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. After several city officials spoke, attendees visited the wall, which stayed in the city for 5 days before moving on to the next town. Veterans Day, observed in November, is one of several holidays that honor our country's service members. Others include Armed Forces Day and Memorial Day, both in Maine. Science, don't lose your marbles. Scientific principles apply to everything in our world, including how we play games. You can see how the force of gravity makes potential energy transform into kinetic energy, whom you tip over a row of dominoes. You can test aerodynamics when you race different Pinewood Derby car designs. And you can watch inertia in action by playing with marbles. Try an inertia experiment by setting up two rulers parallel to each other. Place the rulers close enough together for a marble to roll in between them while touching both, so the marble stays in a straight line. Place two marbles on the rack and roll one another. You notice that the moving marble will slow down after the collision, while the marble that was hit will take off. The transfer of force is a perfect example of Isaac Newton's first law of motion. An object at rest will stay at rest until it's acted by force. At your next meeting, set up dominoes or Rocher marbles off each other to test the effects of gravity and force. See online versions of Scout's BSA program, features or troops and crews at go.scoutlife.org or program features. Scouts whose troops choose the suggested program theme for September can learn more in chemistry, geology, nuclear science, oceanography, space exploration, and weather, merit badge, pamphlets. How about a little thinking grim before we go? Lyle, what do you call an egg that works at a mine? Marcus beats me. Lyle, an excavator. That's from Lyle M. in Claremont, California. Nathan, what do you call a seagull when it flies over the bay? Asher, no idea. Nathan, a bagel? That's from Nathan K. in College Station, Texas. Tom Swifty, fireworks are so much fun to watch. Tom boomed. From Esther J. in Valrico, Florida. Jack, what do you get when you cross Amazon with a reptile? Jill, I'm not sure. Jack, a box turtle. That's from Jack B. in Valley Falls, New York. Ain, what do you get when you cross an elephant with a Mustang? Sam, I'm not sure. Ain, a convertible with a big trunk. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.